Hello again. Today's gospel depicting the magnificent apparition of Jesus to two travelers on the road to Emmaus represents one of the more dramatic resurrection stories. Indeed, the ways in which St. Luke presents the story, it is like a real drama, a play with four scenes. First, there they were, Cleopas and his companion, walking away from Jerusalem, desolate and distraught. But what had occurred to the one whom they had thought would be the one who would redeem Israel? Jesus, the Nazarene. Two, a traveler approaches and asks them what they were discussing. The traveler listens intently and then proceeds to offer to them a wider perspective. Three, the next scene has the traveler eating supper with the two companions when suddenly his face takes on a different appearance and the traveler is revealed as the risen Jesus. Fourth, the scene has the two companions returning quickly to Jerusalem, where they reported to the apostles that Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This gospel is indeed dramatic and complex at a number of levels. Two features to this story that I would like to point out. One is found in the phrase, Cleopas and his friend. Curious, don't you think, that the name of Cleopas' friend is not mentioned? Some scripture scholars suggest that the friend was a woman, perhaps the wife of Cleopas. So why was she not named? It seems because a woman's testimony in the ancient Near East was often suspected, and so St. Luke did not want to diminish this witness's account. A second feature that I'd like to suggest was implied by the great Italian artist Caravaggio, who in his painting titled Supper at Emmaus hints that perhaps Jesus initially had the appearance of a woman. A link to this painting is next to today's homily link. Some years ago, I attended a lecture by a noted art historian and Caravaggio specialist named Professor Michael Fried. It was a fascinating lecture. Professor Fried pointed to a variety of Caravaggio's paintings, whereby the 16th century artist had a particular way of capturing a sudden and significant moment in the characters he painted. One such moment can be seen in the Supper at Emmaus. In this, one of Caravaggio's most famous paintings, the renowned and rather provocative artist invites us to see that the traveler was a female, and that is why the two companions did not recognize Jesus. Caravaggio depicts that when they were at supper, as the traveler breaks and blesses the bread, the feminine face, almost like a mask, suddenly becomes revealed as the face of a man, Jesus. This interpretation of Caravaggio by Professor Fried is not based on scripture, mind you, but as this noted art historian argued, if one looks closely at the way in which Caravaggio portrayed the face of Jesus, it is indeed a bit feminine. For Fried, Caravaggio wants us to see how a feminine face is suddenly being transformed then and there into a masculine one. At the lecture, Professor Fried went on to suggest to a rapt audience that this sudden transformation moment is typical of Caravaggio's style, and noted that when we see something similar in Caravaggio's The Call of St. Matthew and the conversion of St. Paul on the road to Damascus. I invite you to look them up on Google, and you'll see what I mean. Or better yet, look up Professor Fried's book titled Caravaggio's Moment. Fried's interpretation of Caravaggio's The Supper at Emmaus adds a greater complexity and depth to this dramatic story, don't you think? While there is no scriptural evidence to Jesus being in the guise of a female, the dramatic tension is nevertheless enhanced. As is typical of great drama, there is a sense of pathos, a sense of catharsis, and a sense of epiphanos, that is, epiphany. We experience the pathos or intense feeling throughout the 35 verses of this great Gospel of Luke's account of the resurrection. And we sense the catharsis, that is, the emotional relief, through the consoling conversations the companions enjoyed with the traveler on the road. And then the way in which that Luke portrays the epiphany, the sudden manifestation of the risen Christ as the Messiah through the Eucharist. and invites us to a moment of awe and wonder. In a certain sense, the two companions are like the three wise men at the first Epiphany, but they did not bear three gifts. Instead, these travelers had received the gift of the Eucharist and rushed with hearts set on fire to the other disciples to share the joyful news that Jesus had indeed risen and was revealed in the breaking of the bread. And through this encounter with Jesus in the Eucharist, not only did Jesus' appearance change, but theirs as well. This brings me to a final point, friends. In a certain sense, each time we receive the Eucharist, we too change. Our appearances or face may not change, as Jesus did at the breaking of the bread, or not as dramatically as the two disciples at Emmaus. Still, upon receiving the Eucharist, we are given the possibility of entering into a new way of living, which throughout through the resurrected Jesus, as he formed his disciples into believers, he continues to form us and invites us to be sharers of the great news of resurrection.